It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Las Vegas Aviators. It is the opening game of a six-game series here in Tacoma and the opening game of a 12-game homestand for the Rainiers. Longest homestand of the year starts today. And it all starts with this early game, daytime baseball coming your way today. And we have kind of cloudy skies here, but patches of blue skies as well as the Rainiers get ready to start this nice homestand facing the Oakland A's AAA club, the Las Vegas Aviators. We've got changes. The Rainiers have a new pitcher, and he is starting today's game. Right-hander Marcus Walden joined the team today, and he takes the rotation spot that had previously been held by young Nick Davila, who has been transferred to Class A Everett. Davila made three starts for the Rainiers, originally coming up from Modesto. So once they filled his slot with a more experienced player, they sent him back to Everett, and he'll go into the rotation there. Whereas Walden's a vet with a lot of big league time. He's 34 years old. He's been working as a starter in AAA in recent years, but has major league time with the Red Sox as a reliever, has appeared in 93 big league games, all with Boston, all as a relief pitcher. This year he had been pitching in an independent league until now, the Mariners just signing him. Marcus Walden on the mound for Tacoma today. He'll be opposed by Las Vegas right-hander Colton Eastman, who's been in their rotation for the majority of this season. Eastman 0-4 with a 4.96 ERA. And this is his seventh start of the year and his second against Tacoma. Interestingly, weird bit of coincidence here, the two starting pitchers today, Colton Eastman and Marcus Walden, are from the same high school. They both attended Fresno Central High School, and they were not teammates. In fact, they're 8 years apart, but the same high school producing both starting pitchers in today's game. It's Tacoma and Las Vegas. The Rainiers finished up the road trip to Albuquerque on a high note. We'll discuss that as the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tacoma taking on Las Vegas today in the homestand opener here at Cheney Stadium. Rainiers finished up the road trip on a high note, winning the last two games in Albuquerque. The second game of the doubleheader on Saturday night, they won that one 6-3. And then Sunday, nice comeback win after surrendering a grand slam in the first inning to go down 4-0. The Raiders went on to win the game 6-4 as the Raiders' bullpen was absolutely terrific on Sunday. And Tacoma had a timely rally and won it in the ninth. A leadoff walk. This was with the score tied 4-4. Jake Shiner drew a leadoff walk. Zach DeLoach singled him to third base. Pat Valleca sack fly to bring him in. The Raiders had a one-run lead. And then Jack Larson followed up with an RBI single to make it a two-run cushion in the top of the ninth inning. And the Raiders won that game. DeLoach, by the way, 5-for-5 in that game on Sunday, boosted his batting average over 300 on the year up to 303. He has a nine-game hitting streak coming into this homestand, and he is in the starting lineup today. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's game when we come back right after this.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ballgame. First for the visiting Las Vegas Aviators, who are the Oakland A's AAA club. Their manager is a veteran of the PCL, Fran Reardon. They have a record of 21 wins and 24 losses. Leading off for Las Vegas, playing shortstop is Kevin Smith. Batting second, the first baseman, Trenton Brooks. Hitting third, third baseman, Jonah Bride. In the cleanup spot, the right fielder, Cody Thomas. Tyler Soderstrom is the top prospect on the roster. He hits fifth and does the catching. Batting sixth is second baseman Zach Geloff. Hitting seventh, left fielder Connor Capel. Batting eighth, designated hitter Dermis Garcia. And hitting ninth, center fielder Max Schumann. On the mound, Colton Eastman. Eastman 0-4 with a 4.96 ERA. The Red Ears, same record as Vegas, 21-24 under manager John Russell. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is going to lead off with Mason McCoy, the shortstop. Batting second, playing right field, is Cade Marlowe. Hitting third, doing the catching, Brian O'Keefe. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Mike Ford. Batting fifth is third baseman Jake Shiner. Hitting sixth, the center fielder Zach DeLoach. Batting seventh and playing first base today is Cooper Hummel. Hitting eighth, left fielder Jack Larson, and batting ninth, second baseman Cesar Hernandez. On the mound, right-hander Marcus Walden. Walden making his Rainiers debut. Umpires today, Luis Hernandez is behind the plate. Dexter Kelly at first base, and Jose Matamoros is at third. It's Tacoma and Las Vegas, opening game of a 12-game homestand for the Rainiers, six of them against Las Vegas. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of today's game right after this.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Well, good morning and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Las Vegas Aviators, and making his first appearance as a member of the Tacoma Red Ears and his first ever as a member of the Seattle Mariners organization. It's right-hander Marcus Walden, just signed from the Gastonia Honey Hunters of the Independent Atlantic League, where he made four starts with a 2.70 ERA and walked only two batters in 20 innings. He's into his motion. His first pitch to Kevin Smith is taken for a strike, and we are underway on this Tuesday morning. 60 degrees, our game time temperature here in Tacoma. Now Walden into his motion, and the 0-1 pitch is swung on and bounced foul third base side. Walden, 34 years old, right-hander from Fresno, and originally drafted in 2007 by the Toronto Blue Jays out of Fresno City College. Here's a swing and a miss, and there's strike three. Down goes Smith on three pitches, and one man is out at the top of the first inning. So Walden strikes out the first batter he faces in a Red Ears uniform. And now he'll work on Trenton Brooks. Brooks, a left-handed batter, one of five in the Vegas starting lineup. He's hitting .321 with eight homers, 27 runs batted in. He's one of their hot hitters right now. And he takes the first pitch down and in for a ball, 1-0. Brooks had an 11-game hitting streak come to an end on Saturday. Las Vegas was just in Salt Lake City. They're on a long road trip, a 12-gamer. Sears went up and away to Brooks. And the Aviators lost four out of six in Salt Lake City. 2-0 pitch on its way from Walden, and that's a check swing bouncer up the third baseline, and it's a bit of a problem as it stays fair, and it is going to be an infield single for Trenton Brooks. An accidental base hit on the infield grass. Check swing, roller up the third baseline, and Jake Shiner playing off the line and deep and had no chance to turn that into an out. So Brooks has an infield hit. And now Jonah Bride is the batter. Walden with his pitch, and it is taken down low for a ball. Bride hitting .286, six homers, 25 runs batted in. Now Walden turns and throws to first, and back in safely is Brooks. Cooper Hummel holding him on at first base. Rainiers have Cesar Hernandez and Mason McCoy playing up the middle at second and short respectively, and Jake Shiner at third. Outfield is Larson in left, Deloach in center, and Marlowe in right. 1-0 pitch is high, ball two. O'Keefe working with Walden for his first time. They met one another this morning. 2-0 pitch coming from Walden, and it's swung on and fouled off, and the count goes to 2-1. Walden just signed out of the Independent Atlantic League. Nick Davila transferred to Advanced Class A Everett. Rainiers also added a third catcher today, Pedro Severino, former big leaguer. Now the 2-1 pitch swung on, bounced to the left side. Shiner has it, goes to Hernandez. There's one on to first, not in time for two, but the Rainiers get the lead runner. Brooks forced out at second base. And Jonah Bride reaches on a fielder's choice. Now Cody Thomas will be the batter. Thomas hitting 296, 10 homers, and 46 runs batted in. The Vegas RBI man has tied Tacoma's Mike Ford for the league lead with the 46 runs driven in. Here's the pitch up high a little bit for ball one. We're using the automated ball strike system in this game. The computer is calling all the pitches. No challenges allowed. Challenges on the weekends only this season, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday games. 1-0 pitch. Swung on and lined foul down the right field line. Counts even, 1-1. Walden, having made his first four starts this year in the Independent Atlantic League, where they do not have the automated ball strike system, I don't believe. So this would be his first time using it. One pitch is inside for a ball, and the count goes to 2-1. Walden's ready. Runner at first, two outs, and here's his pitch. And it is taken inside, ball three. He's hitting the low 90s with his fastball, 91, 92, 93. And it's got some cutting action to it. Here's his 3-1 pitch on its way to Thomas. And it is outside, ball four. So Thomas draws the walk. Bride takes second, and there are two on with two out for Tyler Soderstrom. Soderstrom, the A's first-round draft pick in 2020, coming out of high school, hitting 277 with eight homers in his first AAA season. And he's been hot recently. He had a really good series in Salt Lake City. And he now has a six-game hitting streak with 12 hits during the six games. The pitch is down and in. There's ball one. So Marcus Walden, two on, two outs in the first due to an infield single and a walk. See if he can get out of this inning. Here's his 1-0 on its way. And it's outside for a ball. To Adele. Outfield plays medium deep with Soderstrom up. 2-0 pitch down and in, ball three. And Walden, who wasn't walking anyone in the Atlantic League, is having a little trouble locating here in his first inning as a Rainier. Three balls, no strikes to Soderstrom with Geloff on deck, and the pitch is a fastball poured in there for a strike. And the count goes to 3-1. Now here comes the 3-1 pitch to Soderstrom, and it is outside, ball four. So that loads him up. Bride takes third, Thomas down to second, and Soderstrom aborted first. Bases loaded, two outs for Zach Geloff. And Brian O'Keefe goes to the mound to talk to his new pitcher. So they'll have a little chat. This homestand beginning with this day game, but we're back to night games. And the usual schedule for game times for the rest of this week. 6:05 start tomorrow night. 7:05 on both Thursday and Friday. 6:05 on Saturday. And then the day game to wrap up the Vegas series on Sunday at 1:30. Here's the pitch now to Geloff. And it is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Zach Geloff hitting 283 with three homers. Patient hitter with a 412 on base percentage. Bases loaded, two outs, top of the first. Sun poking through here at Cheney Stadium, and the pitch is down low, 2-0, and Walden falls behind. Walden last pitched at AAA last year. He spent half the season, the second half, with Nashville in the International League, the Brewers affiliate. 2-0 pitch to Geloff is swung on and fouled back, and the count goes to 2-1. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. And it is slider outside, cutter outside. Three balls, one strike. There is nowhere to put Geloff with the bases full and two outs at the top of the first inning. Here's the 3-1 pitch. And it's inside, ball four, and that'll force in a run. Three straight walks, the last one coming with the bases loaded, and Vegas has a 1-0 lead at the top of the first inning. So Geloff draws the bases loaded walk, and now Connor Capel is the hitter. Left-hand batter. Capel has played in just 13 AAA games this year, hitting .280. He's been up with Oakland for the majority of this season so far. Here's the pitch from Walden, and it's in there for a first pitch strike. 0-1 the count. The parent club of Las Vegas, the Oakland A's, they're in town, so to speak, playing the Mariners this week in Seattle. So now the 0-1 pitch is inside for a ball, 1-1. So the right ears are, you know, just 30 miles away from their big league affiliate. And for this week only, the A's are also. 1-1 pitch. Fastball for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. 93-mile-per-hour heater from Marcus Walden. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three, and that ends the top of the first inning as Walden has his second strikeout. But a lot of pitches thrown, and a run scores. One run on one hit, no errors, and three runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It's Vegas 1, Tacoma coming to the plate.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Vegas scores a run in the top of the first inning on a bases-loaded walk, and now the Red Ears come to the plate in the bottom of the first. Mason McCoy, Cade Marlowe, and Brian O'Keefe to bat for Tacoma against right-hander Colton Eastman. And the first pitch to McCoy is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. McCoy hitting 231 with four homers. 322 on base percentage. He had a very good series at the plate in Albuquerque on this road trip that was just completed. He takes inside now, 2-0. Was 8 for 24 against the Isotopes and hit a couple of homers. Reached base four times on Sunday. And he takes the next pitch outside for a ball. Yesterday, an off day for the whole league, and now back in action with this early game today. 3-0 pitch. Inside and high, ball four. So a leadoff walk for Mason McCoy, and he'll head down to first base, and now Cade Marlowe will be the batter. It's the 20th walk drawn this season by McCoy. Rainiers continue to lead the league in drawing walks. Averaging nearly six walks drawn per contest. Here's Cade Marlowe. Left-hand batter hitting 252, and he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Colton Eastman, righty on the hill for Vegas, former Philadelphia Phillies prospect in his first year in the A system. There goes the runner. The 0-1 pitch is in the dirt for a ball. Throw to second is not in time. Stealing second base with a head first dive is Mason McCoy. That is his 10th steal of the year, and he has not been caught. And he is in scoring position now. Rainiers run a lot. Second in the league in steals, and they get one here in the first inning. So McCoy in scoring position at second base, and a 2-1, a 1-1 count to Cade Marlowe. And here's the pitch from Eastman, and it's down and in for a ball. Eastman faced the Red Ears on April 29th in Las Vegas, and he pitched really well that day, allowing just one unearned run in six innings. Red Ears had only three hits against him. 2-1 to Marlowe is a swing and a miss, and the count's even 2-2. Eastman, originally drafted in 2018 by the Phillies, fourth round pick out of Cal State Fullerton. Two-two pitch is up and away, ball three. So full count, 3-2. McCoy walked to start this inning, and now it's three balls, two strikes to Marlowe. And bluffing a pickoff move to second is Eastman. Still three balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Marlowe is the first out at the bottom of the first inning. 90 mile per hour sinker from Colton Eastman. So one out, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the hitter. The star of the Red Ears' victory in the second game of the doubleheader this past Saturday, when he had three hits and drove in two, including the go-ahead run. He looks out towards Eastman, and the pitch is swung on and bounced foul, third base side. O'Keefe batting 246 on the year with nine homers, 27 runs batted in. OPS of 861. Oh, one pitch coming. And it is up and away. One ball, one strike. Next pitch, grounded down the third baseline. Foul ball down the line and headed towards the corner. And McCoy's around third. He's going to score. Trotting into second base with a double and an RBI is Brian O'Keefe. And the Raiders have tied this game up 1-1. A sinker here from Eastman, and O'Keefe pulled it on the ground down the third baseline. That's his eighth double and 28th run batted into the season. So each team with a run here in the first inning. And now Mike Ford will hit with a man in scoring position. And the pitch from Eastman is inside for a ball. Ford ended a string of 9 games without batting with a runner in scoring position on Sunday, which is amazing for the league's RBI leader, as here's one inside for a ball. He's had just one RBI in his last 12 games, and it came on a solo homer. And the reason he doesn't have any other runs batted in during that time is until Sunday, there was no one in scoring position for him. Sunday, he had some opportunities. He swings and ropes one to right field. On the move is Thomas. He's not getting this. It's going to short hop the fence. O'Keefe scores, and Ford cashes in the RBI opportunity at the bottom of the first inning with his 11th double of the year, league-leading 47th RBI, and Tacoma has the lead. It's Tacoma 2, Las Vegas 1. Ford got a fastball up, and he drilled it to right center. Now Jake Shiner will bat with a runner in scoring position. Well, we've got a mound visit from the pitching coach for the Aviators, Brian Corey, out to talk to Colton Eastman. Eastman, in his last start, had a rough one where he was knocked out by Salt Lake this past Wednesday on, he got knocked out in the third inning. He allowed 5 runs in 2 2/3. I think that was the 22-10 game. They had a 22-10 game in Salt Lake City. Sears won in there for a strike. Let me double. Yeah, that was the 22-10 game. Vegas scored 22. They only won 2 games in Salt Lake City, but there was a 22-game uprising. Here's a fly ball lofted to left and towards the corner, and making the catch is Connor Capel, and that's the second out of the inning. Shiner flies out to left. So 2 down, and now here comes the hottest hitter on the right ears at the moment, Zach DeLoach. Little 5-for-5 action on Sunday. The right ears' first player to get 5 hits in a game since August 16th of 2021, when Jansen Witte did it here at home against El Paso. Now the first pitch to DeLoach is a swing and a miss and a slider. There's strike one. The 5-for-5 game boosted DeLoach's batting average up over 300 to 303, and his on-base percentage is over 400 to 402. 0-1 pitch is inside for a ball. It started with a homer in his first at-bat on Sunday, and the home run in Albuquerque went to straightaway center field. A high arcing fly ball. Now the 1-1 is down low for a ball, 2-1. And then after the homer, it was a display of singles. 4 straight singles to finish the day 5-for-5. And the single, the last one in the 9th inning, was part of the winning rally. He swings and misses now at a slider, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes to DeLoach. So an even count. And the pitch is a check swing. He went, that's strike 3, and DeLoach is the final out here at the bottom of the first inning. But the Red Ears take the lead with two runs on two hits. There were no errors and one man left. And we go to the second inning. It's Tacoma 2, Las Vegas 1.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
Red Ears lead 2-1 after one inning of play here in Tacoma. A little Tuesday daytime baseball for you here at Cheney Stadium to start off this 12-game homestand. Weather report is favorable for the remainder of this week, so make some plans coming out and see us, the Red Ears, with night games coming up the next 4 days. Darvis Garcia leads off the second and takes the first pitch from Marcus Walden for a called strike. First pitch slider from Walden. Now the 0-1 is a swing and a miss at another slider, and it's strike two. Garcia hitting .256 with seven homers in 31 games for Vegas. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and Walden gets him with three straight sliders, and down goes Darmis Garcia. Strikeout number three for Marcus Walden. And now Max Schumann is the batter. Number nine man for the Aviators. Schumann hitting .286 in 21 games with three homers. And the pitch is taken for a strike. Next delivery, swung on, hit up the middle and threw into center field. That's a base hit for Schumann, so he's on with a one-out single. Second hit for the Aviators, and now the lineup turns over, and Kevin Smith will be the batter. Smith struck out swinging in the first, and the pitch is in there for a strike. Fastball on the outside edge. Walden with the 0-1, and it is a fastball for strike two. O-2 pitch, down low, one ball, two strikes. A little breeze blowing out towards center field here at Cheney Stadium. Now the 1-2 coming, And it is swung on and fouled out of play. Still one ball, two strikes. Walden, real veteran, but he has not been in the Pacific Coast League in a long time. Has a ton of AAA experience, but much of it in the International League. So here's a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Smith, and there's the second out here at the top of the second inning. That's strikeout number four for Marcus Walden. Two down, and now Trenton Brooks will be the hitter. Walden last pitched in the PCL for Sacramento in 2014. 9 years ago, he made 11 starts for the Rivercats when they were an Oakland A's affiliate. He makes a move to first, and back in safely is Schumann, who's 2-for-3 in his base-stealing attempts for Las Vegas this year. Brooks, left-hand hitter at the plate. There goes the runner. The pitch is outside. Throw down to second, not in time. Stealing second base with a head-first dive is Max Schumann. So he's in scoring position now. And the count's 1-0 to Brooks. Vegas, like Tacoma, steals a lot of bases. They're now 52-for-61 stealing bases this year. 1-0 pitch is called a strike on the inside edge, and the count's even, 1-1. So Walden was last in the PCL 9 years ago, but in the International League, he's played for Buffalo, Rochester, Pawtucket, and Nashville, Iowa, Worcester. A lot of different International League teams. He knows that circuit well. Here's his 2-1 pitch to Brooks. And it's down low, ball three. And then Walden was in the Red Sox bullpen briefly, first call up in 2018. And then pretty much the entire 2019 season. And most of 2020 as well. 3-1 pitch. Inside, ball four. And Brooks will head down to first base. Fourth walk issued by Walden, who walked only two batters in four starts in the Atlantic League before being signed by the Mariners and assigned to Tacoma today. So two on, two out in the second for Jonah Bride. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Bride bounced a grounder to Shiner at third his first time up. He's 0-for-1. Next pitch is a called strike, and the lead runner, Schumann, stole third base uncontested. So runners at the corners now. O'Keefe came out of his crouch. He was ready to throw to second if the trailing runner tried to turn it into a double steal, but they did not. So runners at first and third now. One ball, one strike on Jonah Bride. And the pitch misses for a ball. Two balls, one strike. It was after there were two outs when Walden ran into trouble in the first inning, walking three straight hitters. Two on, two outs here. Now a turn and a pickoff throw to first, and back in safely is Brooks. Now here comes the 2-1 pitch. And it's up high. Three balls, one strike. Thank you. Alden approaching 50 pitches here in the second inning. His 3-1 is outside ball four. So the bases are loaded up with two outs for the cleanup hitter, Cody Thomas. And now the Red Deer's pitching coach, Jairo Cuevas, is going to go out to the hill and talk to his new pitcher, Walden, who in the first inning got a strikeout, allowed an infield single, got a ground out. Seemed like he was looking sharp, and then he walked three hitters in a row, the last one with the bases loaded, before getting the final out. This inning, strikeout, single, strikeout. Things look fine. Just walked Trenton Brooks, just walked Jonah Bride, and now the bases are loaded with a cleanup hitter up. And Cuevas talking to the plate umpire, too, as he wrapped up the mound visit. But the plate umpire's not calling pitches today. The computer is. Here's the pitch to Thomas. It's in the dirt and blocked by O'Keefe. That's ball one. Thomas entered play today, tied with Mike Ford for the league lead with 46 runs batted in, but Ford's already driven one in this game. Now the next pitch misses for a ball. 2-0 the count. Nowhere to put him. And the pitch is swung on and stroked up the middle to the right of second base, and that's a base hit. Scoring is Schumann. Here comes Brooks. He scores as well. A two-run single off the bat of Cody Thomas. And Vegas regains the lead by a score of 3-2. So Cody Thomas singles to drive in a pair of runs. Bride stopping at second. And Thomas has now passed Mike Ford for the league lead and runs batted in with 48. First time Mike Ford hasn't been in the top spot and runs batted in since maybe the first or second day of the season. Pitch to Soderstrom now is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Now, Soderstrom, left-hand hitter, he walked his first time up, and Walden's pitch is grounded to the right side, knocked down by Hummel, picks it up, feeds the pitcher Walden, covering first base in time for the out, and the inning is over. Vegas gets two runs in the top of the second inning on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Vegas 3, Tacoma 2.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium. It's Las Vegas 3, Tacoma 2. And the Red Ears will be sending Cooper Hummel, Jack Larson, and Cesar Hernandez to the plate. Cooper Hummel, switch hitter, bats left-handed to start off the bottom of the second, and the pitch is in for a strike, 0-1 the count. Hummel hitting .211, but with a .430 on base percentage because he draws so many walks, and he watches a breaking ball drop into the zone for a called strike. 0-2. And Colton Eastman on the hill with his pitch, and it's a check swing, and he went around. That's strike three, and one man is out at the bottom of the second inning. So Eastman has his third strikeout, and now Jack Larson will be the batter. Larson had a couple of hits and a big late game, a ninth inning RBI on Sunday in Albuquerque, and the pitch from Eastman is a breaking ball that misses outside. Larson hitting .262 in his first 12 AAA games. .367 on base percentage. 1-0 pitch down low. Two balls, no strikes. Larson looking for his first extra base hit, as all 11 of his hits for Tacoma have been singles. Takes a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. .21 delivery up high. Three balls, one strike. Next pitch misses ball four. Larson draws a one-out walk, and he will head down to first base, and now Cesar Hernandez is the bat. Now Cesar Hernandez comes to the plate, hitting .272. No homers, 10 runs batted in, .449 on base percentage for the longtime Major League second baseman. And Hernandez takes inside for a ball, 1-0. Now, here comes the 1-0 on its way. And it's swung on and hit in the air towards shallow center. Coming in is Schumann, still coming in, and he reaches out and makes the catch with the left fielder Capel right there as well. And two men are out at the bottom of the second inning. Cesar Hernandez flies out to center. So now Mason McCoy will be the hitter. McCoy walked and scored in the first. Right-hand batter. Eastman with the pitch, and it swung on and blooped towards the second baseman, Geloff, who makes the catch, and the inning is over. The Red Ears do not score in the second. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left. We go to the third. It's Las Vegas 3, Tacoma 2.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Vegas leads Tecoma 3-2. We go to the third inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Zach Geloff, Connor Capel, and Dermis Garcia to bat here at the top of the third inning against the right-hander Marcus Walden, making his Rainiers debut. And the first pitch to Geloff is fouled away. There's strike one. Now Walden with the 0-1 pitch. And it swung on and bounced foul on the third base side. There's strike two. So 0-2 the count. And the pitch is down in the dirt for a ball, 1-2. Walden just signed from the Independent Atlantic League, and the team he was pitching for, the Gastonia Honey Hunters in Gastonia, North Carolina. Now the 1-2 is inside for a ball, almost hit Geloff. Two balls, two strikes. The pitching coach for that team, Gastonia, is a former Rainiers pitcher, left-hander Ian McKinney, who was active for the Rainiers Well, now the 2-2 is on its way, and it's swung on, grounded to third. Shiner has it and throws to first in time for the out, and Geloff is retired, one away at the top of the third inning for Connor Capel. Ian McKinney was active for the Red Ears just last year. He was with the Red Ears in 2021 and part of last year, and retired as a player after the Mariners let him go, and is now a pitching coach. And he was Walden's pitching coach for his first four starts this year in the Atlantic League. Is now the pitch to Connor Capel is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. On its way. And it is inside, ball two. Delivery is roped up the middle and into center field, and that's a base hit for Capel, so he has a one-out single. And now Dermis Garcia is the hitter. Right here's adding Walden from an independent league because pitchers that the Mariners thought were going to be in this right here starting rotation have had some injuries, which, you know, happens every year. Now the pitch to Garcia is a swing and a miss for a strike. Taylor Dollard currently rehabbing in Arizona at the Mariners complex in Peoria. And Easton McGee, who got called up to make a spot start for the Mariners, pitched a great game and then his elbow hurt afterwards. As here's a pitch in for a strike to Garcia. And the report in the Seattle Times today said that, quoted the Mariners general manager, Justin Hollander, saying that McGee is likely to need Tommy John surgery, which is really unfortunate. That would put him out for a full calendar year in all likelihood, as here's one outside to Garcia. One ball, two strikes. But they've got some relief pitchers, the Mariners do, that are getting close to returning from stints on the injured list. So now the 1-2 is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Garcia, and there's the second out here at the top of the third inning. Strikeout number five for Walden. And now Max Schumann is the hitter. Mariners relievers Andres Munoz and Penn Murphy both throwing bullpens down in Arizona right now. And could be out on rehab assignment soon and back with the Mariners. They said they're hoping early June. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Schumann. One pitch, swung on and fouled away with the runner in motion. There's strike two. So no balls, two strikes to Schumann. And the pitch is outside for a ball. One and two the count. And the next pitch is a swing and a foul tip, still 1-2. Walden's next pitch will be number 70 in this game. Vegas leads 3-2, two outs in the top of the third. Now turning a toss to first base and back in safely is Capel. Another throw to first and back in safely is Capel. So now Walden can no longer make a pickoff move during this plate appearance for Schumann unless they get the guy out. Then it's allowed. New rules this year, limiting pickoff throws. There goes the runner as expected. The pitch is down low. Throw to second is not in time. Capel steals second base, and that's the problem right there, is after you make two pickoff moves and the runner knows you can't throw over again, so he could just take off way early and steal the base with ease. Two balls, two strikes now, the count to Schumann with a runner at second, and here's the pitch. Outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Time called. Three balls, two strikes to Schumann. Runner at second with two outs. And the payoff pitch is swung on and bounced back to the hill. And it's fielded by Walden, and he tosses to first for the out, and the inning is over. And Vegas does not score in the top of the third inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one left. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Las Vegas 3, Tacoma 2.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information. One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable, especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
We go to the bottom of the third. It's Las Vegas 3, Tacoma 2. Cade Marlowe to lead things off. Left-hand hitter, and the pitch from Colton Eastman is down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch is swung on and fouled off. The 1-1 is swung on, rolled to the right side. Picked up by Brooks, and he takes it to first base himself for the out. And one man's gone in the bottom of the third. So as we mentioned at the outset of the broadcast, the two starting pitchers today, Colton Eastman and the Red Ears debuting Marcus Walden, played high school. They went to the same high school in Fresno. So here's a swing and a high fly ball to shallow center. Coming in is Capel and Schumann. And Capel, the left fielder, makes the catch, and O'Keefe is retired on one pitch, two away from Mike Ford. It's very unusual to see two pitchers from the same high school square off against one another. Central High School in Fresno. They weren't teammates. They have a big age gap, 8 years between them. So they're far from having been teammates in high school. So the pitch to Ford is down low. Isn't as rare as you might think, or it wasn't as rare as I was thinking, to have two players from the same high school who are pitchers face each other in a game. As the count now is 1-1 to Ford. It actually happens in the major leagues every now and then. As here's a swing and a high fly towards center field, and calling Ford is Schumann, and he makes the catch, and that does it for Tacoma, the bottom of the third inning. 3-up, 3-down. We head to the fourth. It's Las Vegas 3, Tacoma 2.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Farelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Ready for an MVP move? No matter what size your business is, Tacoma Power may be able to help reduce operating expenses. Making your business more energy efficient can help lower monthly utility bills. Tacoma Power offers incentives on LED lighting, HVAC upgrades, and more. Efficient lighting is one of the best investments to save energy, improve safety, and reduce maintenance. Learn more at mytpu.org/bizrebates.
We go to the fourth inning. Kevin Smith, Trenton Brooks, and Jonah Bride to bat this inning against right-hander Marcus Walden. And Walden has thrown 73 pitches through three innings. So while he is out there to begin the fourth, there's action in the Tacoma bullpen that has gotten underway. Kevin Smith to lead things off. He has struck out at both of his plate appearances today, and the pitch from Walden is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. 0-1 the count. Next pitch is down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. So I was talking about how here today we have two starting pitchers on opposing teams who went to the same high school. This has happened in the major leagues fairly recently. As got some help from the Mariners' outstanding baseball information researcher, Alex Mayer, on this one. He immediately said, well, don't forget, there's a high school in L.A. that has turned out three current major league starting pitchers. Now the 1-2 is swung on and fouled away. And that's Harvard Westlake High School in Studio City. Lucas Giolito, Jack Flaherty, and Max Fried all attended that high school. And they're all currently starting pitchers in the major leagues. Now the 1-2 pitch is a swing and a foul back. And the most recent time that any two of those guys squared off against one another was May 25th of 21, when the White Sox played the Cardinals and Giolito started against Flaherty. So now the 1-2 to Smith is outside, two balls, two strikes. So an even count, 2-2 the count to Kevin Smith. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Still two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 coming. Swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Smith, and Walden has his sixth strikeout of this ball game. One out in the top of the fourth inning, and now Trenton Brooks will be the hitter. Brooks singled and walked already, so he's one for one, making his third plate appearance of this game here in the top of the fourth inning. Now the pitch is down low and inside for a ball. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Thank you. Walden into his motion, and the 1-1 pitch is down and inside for a ball, 2-1. Next pitch. Misses ball three. Three balls, one strike. So the 3-1 swung on, grounded through the hole between first and second and into right field. Another hit for Brooks, who is 2-for-2 today. One out single here at the top of the fourth, and now Jonah Bride will be the batter. That's going to do it for Marcus Walden in his Rainiers debut. John Russell out to the mound, and he's going to make the call to the bullpen here with one out in the top of the fourth inning. So we'll take a break for this pitching change as the Rainiers are bringing in a new pitcher, and it's happening here with one out at the top of the fourth inning. Our score, Las Vegas 3, Tacoma 2.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We're at the top of the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium. The right here is trailing Las Vegas 3-2. New pitcher for the right here is left-hander Eric Stout, and he will face Jonah Bride, who has bounced out and walked so far. And Stout with a pitch, and it's swung on and hit in the air to shallow right field. Coming in on the ball is Marlowe, and he's under it, and he makes the catch, and there's out number two. So Stout gets an out on the first pitch he throws today. And now he'll face Cody Thomas. Stout's appearing in his 10th game. No record and a 5.79 ERA. 14 innings pitched. 16 hits allowed. 11 strikeouts. 12 walks. Now here's his pitch to Cody Thomas. And it is taken high for a ball. Marcus Walden in his Rainiers debut goes 3 1/3, allowed 5 hits, all singles, 3 runs all earned, responsible for the runner at first. He walked 5, struck out 6. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss at a slider. And the count's now even, 1-1. And O'Keefe is now headed to the dugout with a problem with his mitt. And he gets tossed a new one, and he hands this one. Is that Dan Wilson? I think that's Dan Wilson he gave the mitt to. Said, here, fix this. Uh, All right, the 1-1 pitch is swung on and fouled towards the Red Deer's dugout. Dan Wilson, the Mariners Hall of Famer, TV analyst, and minor league catching instructor who visits Tacoma with some regularity every season. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And down goes Cody Thomas. And that closes out the top of the fourth inning. So Stout does a nice job coming in and retiring the two batters he faces to put an end to the inning. No runs for Vegas on one hit. And one runner was left on. We move to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Las Vegas 3, Tacoma 2.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Las Vegas leading Tacoma 3-2 as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Opening game of a 12-game homestand for the Rainiers. All kinds of things going on at the ballpark this week and next week. And you can get all the information and tickets at TacomaRainiers.com. Jake Shiner leads off the bottom of the fourth. And the pitch is swung on and hit high in the sky towards center field. Schumann lining it up, and the Aviators center fielder gloves it for the out. One away on one pitch in the bottom of the fourth. Colton Eastman for Vegas, after allowing two runs in the first, has settled down. He's now retired six straight batters and nine of the last 10. Zach Deloach now the hitter. He struck out to end the first, 0 for 1 today. Left-hand hitter, and the pitch from Eastman is taken for a called strike. Well, the whole league was off yesterday, but we'll do our PCL roundup just to get you caught up on what happened on Sunday. So here's a swing and a foul out of play. Las Vegas was in Salt Lake City, and they needed a win to split the series. And they were in a tight game in Salt Lake. 0-2 pitch to Deloach. Check swing, and he held up in time. 1-2. Las Vegas and Salt Lake were tied 4-4 going to the ninth on Sunday. Joe Adell had hit two homers for Salt Lake, raising his league-leading total to 17. Sears one down low to Deloach. But Vegas scored a run in the top of the ninth to go up 5-4. But Salt Lake responded. They loaded the bases in the bottom of the ninth, and Michael Stefanik hit a game-winning two-run single. Salt Lake won the game 6-5, and they won that series 4-2. Count now full on Deloach. There were a lot of close games on Sunday. A walk-off in Salt Lake City. There was also a walk-off in Oklahoma City. It's now the 3-2 to Deloach. Is down and in, and he checked his swing and held up in time. That's ball four. The Red Deers have a base runner with one out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Zach Deloach heads down to first base, drawing his 25th walk of the season. And now Cooper Hummel will come to the plate. Oklahoma City beat Sugarland. They scored the winning run in the bottom of the ninth inning with two outs on a wild pitch that scored Ryan Ward from third base. Here's one high and away to Hummel. And Oklahoma City winning on the game-ending wild pitch. And the Dodgers with their 10th walk-off victory this season. It's pretty insane. Here's one in there for a strike to Hummel. Oklahoma City in first place in the league by a wide margin, 33-12. They have a 5-game lead over second place Reno. It's a big lead for late May. Here's a hot shot up the middle past the diving Smith and into center field. A base hit for Hummel. Deloach has to stop at second because the ball was hit very sharply. And there are two on with one out. Right here's first hit since the first inning. And now Jack Larson is the batter. Larson walked to the second. Here's the pitch, and it is bunted foul. Strike one. Also on Sunday in this league, Round Rock beat El Paso 5-4, and the league's wins leader, Cody Bradford, back with Round Rock after getting called up for one start by the Rangers. Option back to AAA Round Rock, and he promptly got another win as soon as he returned to AAA. So here's one that is in for a strike. Bradford now 6-1 with a 0.99 ERA for Round Rock. And his one big league start, he got tattooed. O2 pitch down in the dirt for a ball. Runners take off, and the throw to third goes into left field, but quickly backing it up is Capel, and he prevents any further advancement. Deloach and Hummel both advance on this ball in the dirt. And that'll be a wild pitch charge to Eastman. Runners at second and third with one out. And now the Aviators bring the infield in. The count's one ball, two strikes on Larson. Rainiers could tie this up or take the lead. Eastman with a pitch way outside. Two balls, two strikes. Now Eastman is set. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. And it is outside, ball three. Full count, three balls, two strikes. Now the 3-2. Misses, ball four. So Larson draws his second walk of the game, and the bases are loaded with one out for Cesar Hernandez, who is the birthday boy today, celebrating his 33rd. And before he hits, there's going to be a mound conference as Soderstrom goes to the hill to talk to his pitcher, and the infielder's coming in as well. So everyone's out there on this conference right now. And the Aviators don't have anyone warming up in the bullpen, but they do have guys who are starting to move around and stretch out their limbs and get ready for that phone call that's coming eventually. Conference on the Mound comes to a close. Here's the pitch, and it is taken up high for a ball. Want to know the count to Hernandez. Switch hitter bats left. 1-0 pitch is swung on and popped up down the left field line. Capel over and into foul territory. He makes the catch, and it's not deep enough for any advancement. Deloach has to hold at third. So Hernandez fouls out, two down in the bottom of the fourth. And the Rainiers are going to need a clutch hit if they're going to score here. Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy has walked and popped up so far. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch from Eastman is taken inside for a ball. Here comes the 1-0. Inside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch. Inside, ball three. And now there is a ton of pressure on the pitcher, Colton Eastman. Three balls, no strikes. And the pitch in there for a called strike. A fastball, and McCoy was taking all the way. Now McCoy will be more aggressive. Deloach at third, Hummel at second, and Larson at first. Two outs in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Red Ears are trailing by one run. Three balls, one strike to McCoy. And here we go. Eastman is set. And his 3-1 pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. Count goes full, 3-2. Now the runners will be off with the pitch. Full count, two outs, bases loaded, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three, got him with a slider. McCoy has struck out, and the Red Ears miss out on a scoring opportunity here in the bottom of the fourth inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and three runners left on base. We go to the fifth inning. It's Las Vegas 3, Tacoma 2.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer?
When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at SoundCU.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the fifth inning on this Tuesday afternoon in Tacoma. The Las Vegas Aviators leading the Red Ears 3-2. Eric Stout came in from the Tacoma bullpen and recorded the final two outs in the fourth. And he stays in the game here to begin the fifth. First pitch to Tyler Soderstrom is in for a strike. Soderstrom, left-handed batter, has walked and grounded out so far today. And Stout's pitch is a check swing on a slider. He went, says the third base umpire. That's strike two. So no balls, two strikes to Tyler Soderstrom. And the pitch is swung on and looped towards shortstop Mason McCoy, who makes the catch, and one man is out in the fifth. A soft line drive to McCoy. And now Zach Geloff will be the batter. Well, the Rainiers were out in Albuquerque this past week and had numerous rain delays in the series, including a 90-minute one in the final game on Sunday afternoon. Nothing like what happened in Reno on Sunday, though. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Geloff. The Aces were playing an afternoon game against Sacramento on Sunday at Greater Nevada Field, and they're cruising along, typical Reno game. Here's one inside to Geloff. Reno leading 10-5. High-scoring affair as usual in that ballpark. They'd hit a couple of homers and were headed to the seventh inning. And they got to the top of the seventh inning, and Sacramento was batting when a hailstorm hit suddenly at Greater Nevada Field and just dumped all kinds of hail on the field, and they had to stop the game and couldn't get the tarp out in time because it happened so quickly. My sources say that the grounds crew and the tarp had no chance. They had no chance before it even began. The field got covered with hail. Major storm. Boom, game over. Reno wins it. Hail shortened. Seven-inning affair, 10-5. Well, now a full count to Geloff as he just took one upstairs. So a hail out in Reno. Although it was an official game, it counts because they got past the fifth. So Reno got the win. 3-2 pitch is bounced out in front of the plate off the hill to field. It is Stout, the pitcher, and he throws to first and gets the out. And two men are gone at the top of the fifth inning. Eric Stout has retired all four batters he has faced. And now Connor Capel will be the batter. Capel, 1-for-2 with a single. And look out, first pitch up and in, and that sends Capel out of the batter's box. 1-0 the count. Next pitch is inside. Two balls, no strikes. Now a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. Now swing and a foul back, 2-2. Stout trying to pitch the right air's first three up, three down inning of this game. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And Stout is ready. Here's the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. He got him, and that wraps up the top of the fifth inning. Three up, three down. Eric Stout retires the side in order. We are in the middle of the fifth inning. We're halfway through it. Our score, Las Vegas 3, Tacoma 2.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Las Vegas leading Tacoma 3-2. Cade Marlowe, Brian O'Keefe, and Mike Ford to bat this inning against the right-hander Colton Eastman. Marlowe's 0-for-2 today. Eastman's pitch is swung on and pulled down the right field line, and that's fair and headed towards the corner. Should be extra bases. He's on his way to second. And he'll get there with a leadoff double in the bottom of the fifth inning. Cade Marlowe with his seventh double of the season. Got a curveball, it looked like, from Eastman and pulled it into the right field corner. So Marlowe is in scoring position for Brian O'Keefe, who's 1-for-2 with an RBI double today. Eastman's pitch inside, 1-0. Now the 1-0 coming, and that's outside. One ball, one strike. Pardon me, 2-0 the count. And this pitch is high, ball three. Now here's one outside, ball four. Four pitch walk for O'Keefe, so he heads down to first. Fifth walk issued by Eastman. And now Mike Ford will bat with a couple of men on and no one out. Ford's 1-for-2 with a double and a flyout today. Here's the pitch to Ford, and it is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch down low and inside. Ford hit a gapper to right center in the first inning that scored O'Keefe from second base. Here's the 1-1 from Eastman. And there's a breaking ball over for a called strike. 1-2 now. And the pitch swung on, rolled up the third baseline, charged and picked up by Bride. His throw to first is in time for the out. The throw was wide left, and Brooks, the first baseman, had to reach out and dig it out of the dirt, but he was able to do so. Ford is retired. The runners move up, though. Marlowe is at third, and O'Keefe at second with one out for Jake Shiner. Great opportunity for the Red Ears here. They had an opportunity last inning with runners at second and third and one out and could not score. Now we'll see if they can cash it in this time. The Aviators bring the infield in again like they did last inning. Shiner's 0 for 2 with two flyouts, and the pitch is low and away for a ball, 1-0. Shiner, the Rainier's number 2 RBI man, with 35 runs batted in this season, tied for 7th best in the Pacific Coast League. And he's 2nd in the league with 13 homers. 1-0 pitch, swung on and bounced foul, and the count's even 1-1. Shiner has hit 7 of his 13 home runs this season here at Cheney Stadium. Now the 1-1 swung on and bounced foul. 1-2. So Shiner's behind in the count. Eastman going for a strikeout here, clearly, and he has struck out 4 in this game. Here comes the 1-2. And the pitch is a check swing on a breaking ball. He did not go around, says base umpire Dexter Kelly. Two balls, two strikes. New umpiring crew, by the way, this series. We have not seen this group yet this season. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, broken bat, blooper, goes over the shortstop and into left field, a base hit, and Marlowe scores. O'Keefe ends up at third. It's an RBI single for Jake Shiner, who is never going to use that baseball bat again, as it just shattered, and the barrel of it went flying out towards shortstop, as did the ball. And Kevin Smith had two things coming at him, the bat and the ball, with the bat landing near his feet and the ball sailing over his head. Shiner got jammed, but he gets the job done anyway, singling in the tying run. And that also knocks out Colton Eastman, as Las Vegas manager Fran Reardon is making the call to the bullpen. So we've got a tie game here in the fifth with the score Tacoma 3, Las Vegas 3.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
We're at the bottom of the fifth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Las Vegas leading 3-2. new pitcher for the Aviators, left-hander Francisco Perez, former major leaguer with both Cleveland and the Washington Nationals. And just 25 years old, recently promoted to AAA from AA Midland in the A's organization. The lefty will face Zach Deloach. With runners at the corners and one out, and the pitch to Deloach is low and away for a ball. Perez is in his fourth appearance for Vegas. He's worked three innings and allowed five hits and six runs. He was getting everybody out at AA Midland, though. 1-0 pitch down low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Perez got into 10 games for the Washington Nationals last year while spending the majority of the season with their AAA affiliate, Rochester. Two balls, no strikes to Deloach. And the pitch is a called strike. 2-1. Right, here's just tied it up on Jake Schiner's RBI single. Broken bat style over the drawn-in infield. 2-1 pitch in there for a strike, 2-2. So an even count to Deloach, who's actually hit lefties at a better clip than righties, despite being a left-hand hitter, hitting .333 against left-handed pitching this year. Perez with the 2-2 on its way to Deloach. And it's down low for a ball, 3-2. Was up in at T-Mobile Park last night and saw Jared Kelnick hit a long homer and an RBI single against a left-hand pitcher. And he's hitting lefties better than righties in the big leagues this year, the former Rainier. Toss to first by Perez. Back in standing up is Shiner. Here comes the 3-2, swung on and lined towards right, and it's going to get down for a hit past the diving Thomas. It gets by him and goes all the way to the wall. O'Keefe scores, Shiner scores, Deloach is at third, standing up, and he stops there with a two-run triple, and the Rainiers have taken the lead 5-3. Deloach lined this to right. It looked like it might hang up for Thomas. He came charging in, tried to make a tumbling shoestring catch, came up short. The ball skipped by him and went all the way to the fence. And Deloach with a stand-up triple, his first AAA triple, and it drives in a pair. And the Rainiers have a 5-3 lead, and the infield is still in with one out for Cooper Hummel. And the pitch to the switch hitter batting right is taken low and away for a ball, 1-0. The old two-run triple for Zach Deloach. He was fired up, too. 1-0 pitch from Perez is in for a called strike, and the count goes to 1-1. Pitch is low. Two balls, one strike. Now Perez with a 2-1 delivery. Check swing. Did he go? Yeah. First base umpire rings him up on the appeal. That's strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Check swing, he went around, that's strike three, and the ball was in the dirt, so the catcher Soderstrom has to throw to first for the putout, and he does. DeLoach holding at third base. Two men are gone now. Perez gets his first strikeout, and now Jack Larson is the batter. Eastman for Las Vegas, their starter. He ended up going 4 1/3 innings, allowing 5 hits and 5 runs all earned. He walked 5 and struck out 4. Here's Larson. He's been to the plate twice today and has walked both times. And he takes the first pitch low for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 swing and a foul. Counts even now, 1-1. Now the 1-1, swing and a miss. Count moves to 1-2. Slider there from Francisco Perez. 25-year-old lefty from Loma de Cabrera in the Dominican Republic. Time called now. Larson settles back in. Still a ball and 2 strikes. And the pitch is low. Breaking ball missing low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Right here's warming up Nolan Blackwood in the bullpen. Here's the 2-2 to Larson. Down to the dirt, ball 3, and it rolls away from Soderstrom, but not far enough away for DeLoach to try to score. He had his eye on it, but had to stay put. So it's 3 balls, 2 strikes. DeLoach leads from third, 2 down. 3 balls, 2 strikes. And Perez with his pitch to Jack Larson. And it's in the dirt, ball 4, and that rolls away from Soderstrom, but again, not far enough for DeLoach to advance. He holds it third. Larson draws his 3rd walk of this game. And runners are at the quarters for Cesar Hernandez, who's 0-2 in this game. Hernandez is a switch hitter. He's batting right-handed for his first time in this game. He's flied out twice, both times against the starter, Colton Eastman. Here's the pitch. And the runner from first takes off. The pitch is low for a ball, and stealing second without a throw is Jack Larson. So he's in scoring position now with his first triple-A stolen base right there. One and oh to Hernandez. And the pitch is low, ball 2. Perez looked frustrated with himself missing the spot on that last pitch. Well, 2-0 count for Cesar Hernandez. A hit here would open it up quite a bit for the Rainiers. The pitch is called a strike. 92-mile-per-hour fastball. DeLoach at third, Larson at second. And the 2-1 pitch is swung out and fouled off. 2-2 now. Rainiers have scored 3 runs this inning to regain the lead. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners on. And the payoff pitch is, or the 2-2 pitch, pardon me, is inside. And that's ball three. And another one getting away from Soderstrom, but not far enough away to allow the run to score. Three balls, two strikes. Now it's the payoff pitch. And it swung on and popped up down the right field line. Brooks into foul ground is making the catch, nearly colliding with right fielder Cody Thomas, but Brooks gloved it and they avoided one another, and it's the final out of the inning. Right here, settle for three runs at the bottom of the fifth, and they do it with three hits. There were no errors and two runners left on. We go to the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Las Vegas 3.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
We go to the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Las Vegas 3. To the sixth inning, and the new pitcher for Tacoma is Nolan Blackwood. Blackwood to face Darmis Garcia, Max Schumann, and Kevin Smith here at the top of the sixth inning. Garcia's 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts. Blackwood's pitch is called a strike, 0-1 the count. Blackwood in relief of Eric Stout, who did a terrific job today, retiring all five batters he faced with two strikeouts. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Blackwood is coming off of a fine outing on his own right on Sunday in Albuquerque. So two was outside. He came in the fifth inning on Sunday right after the Red Ears had tied the game. The first two men reached base, not against him. That's when he came in with two on and no one out. And he got out of that, retiring all three hitters with two strikeouts. And now he gets a called strike three on Garcia. So one man is out of the sixth. And Blackwood strikes out the first batter he faces. Looking. That's nine strikeouts for Tacoma pitchers today. And the Rainiers don't normally strike out hitters like this. Tacoma, the pitching staff, last in the league in strikeouts. But not today. Nine strikeouts in this one, and we're only in the sixth inning. The pitch to Schumann is inside for a ball, 1-0. Blackwood in his 15th appearance on the year, 0-1, 7.56 ERA. 1-0, swing and a miss. The count goes even, 1-1. Now the pitch is inside for a ball, 2-1. Now this one's outside, ball three. 3-1 delivery. Grounded right to the second baseman, Cesar Hernandez, who fields it and throws to first for the out, and two men are gone. And now Stout and Blackwood have combined to retire seven straight Vegas hitters and include the last couple of guys that Walden faced. And Tacoma pitching has retired 10 of the last 11 to come to the plate. Kevin Smith now the hitter for the Aviators. And the pitch to him is outside for a ball. Smith 0 for 3 with three strikeouts in this game, all against the Rainier starter, Marcus Walden. Next pitch is swung on and hit foul on the third base side. 1-1. Now a swing and a foul hit down the right field line towards the berm. That'll be a souvenir. Next pitch misses down low. Two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch is hit in the air to left field, and it's got some carry to it. Larson is there. He has plenty of room, though, and he makes the catch. And that wraps up the top of the sixth. The Nolan Blackwood sets down the side in order. Three up, three down. And we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Las Vegas 3.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Las Vegas 3. New pitcher for Vegas to face Tacoma, right-hander Billy Sullivan comes in. And Sullivan appearing in his 15th game for the Aviators. 2-2 with a 5.54 ERA in 13 innings. 19 walks issued and 17 strikeouts for Sullivan. Top of the order coming up for Tacoma. Mason McCoy's 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. Right-hand batter. And the pitch from Sullivan is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. 95-mile-per-hour heater on the first pitch. Sullivan, 24-year-old righty. Now the 0-1 is outside for a ball. One coming. And that's a called strike. And Soderstrom didn't catch that pitch. It just hit his, I don't know if it hit the heel of his glove or just went full on into his chest protector, but it was a strike, and it just bounced right off him. The 1-2 outside, two balls, two strikes. Here's another look at it. Yeah, off the mitt. Now the 2-2 inside, ball three. Full count, three balls, two strikes to Mason McCoy, leading off the bottom of the sixth. Payoff. Called strike three on the outside edge, and Mason McCoy wants to challenge it, but nope. Can't do that today. And if you could, you would have been out. One away at the bottom of the sixth. Cade Marlowe now the hitter. Pitch is a swing and a miss. Marlowe doubled last inning, leading off the inning, and it started the three-run rally that gave the Rainiers the lead. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Marlowe. And this one's way outside. On our Mariner Farm Report, no games in the organization yesterday. Everyone off. But everyone back in action today. Except their night games for the other teams. 1-2 pitch, swing, and a miss. That's strike three, and Marlowe goes down swinging, and couple of strikeouts here for Sullivan, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. The MSAA team, the Arkansas Travelers, they have the best record in the organization. They're 23-14. They start a home series against the Texas Rangers affiliate Frisco tonight. Now the pitch to O'Keefe is a swing and a foul back. The Aqua Sox, Everett, they're two games under 500. They are on the road at Eugene. Is that the Giants? I think that's the Giants. One pitch coming to O'Keefe. And it's outside for a ball. And then the Mariners' low A team, the Modesto Nuts, are home tonight against San Jose, who is definitely the Giants. One pitch, swing, and a bouncer foul. One ball, two strikes to O'Keefe. Mariners are home tonight against the Oakland A's. Got Marco Gonzalez starting this evening against Luis Medina of Oakland. Mariners won the series opener last night. Big. Here's one outside to O'Keefe. They had homers from two former Rainiers last night, and Jared Kelnick and Jose Caballero. Caballero's a three-run shot to left field. 2-2. Outside, ball three. Full count. So three balls, two strikes. And the pitch is outside, ball four, and O'Keefe reaches for his third time today. Second time via the base on balls. And so he's on for Mike Ford. Ford's one for three with a double and an RBI. Now the pitch is up high for a ball. Want to know the count. Now a swing and a foul back. Right here's lead 5-3, two outs in the bottom of the sixth. The 1-1, runner goes, pitches outside, throw down to second base, they got him, O'Keefe. Tagged out by the shortstop, Kevin Smith, for the final out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Red Ears do not score. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left on base. We go to the seventh inning. It's Tacoma 5, Las Vegas 3.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
On we go to the seventh inning. Right here is leading Las Vegas 5-3. Another new pitcher for the Red Ears, left-hander Rob Kaminsky comes in to do the pitching. Kaminsky in for his 11th game for Tacoma, 1-0 with a 2.08 ERA in 13 innings, has allowed just 9 hits and 3 runs, 14 strikeouts, and 5 unintentional walks. Gets a left versus left on the first battery faces, Trenton Brooks, and Brooks hasn't made it out today, 2 hits and a walk, and the pitch from Kaminsky's in there for a strike. Kaminsky in his last game was really impressive in Albuquerque on Saturday. Now the 0-1 is low for a ball, 1-1. First game of a doubleheader on Saturday, and the conditions appeared favorable for hitting, but Kaminsky went 2 scoreless innings, allowing just 1 single. Here's a pitch down low to Brooks. And when he allowed the single, he immediately got the next hitter to ground into a double play, so he faced only 6 batters. 2-1 pitch. Misses high, ball 3. 3 balls, 1 strike to Trenton Brooks. K Kaminsky's 3-1 is swung on, hit in the air towards left center, over goes DeLoach, and he'll get there, and he makes the catch in the alleyway. And one man is gone at the top of the seventh inning. Brooks is retired for the first time in this game. And now Jonah Bride is the batter. Bride's 0 for 2 with a walk. Bride, the Vegas infielder, plays a number of different positions, and he takes the first pitch outside. He's fully recovered from a slow start. Hit 189 in April and 382 in May. That's a turnaround right there. He takes a strike, and the count goes to 1-1. Kaminsky's next pitch, breaking ball, misses outside, 2-1. Now, strike, counts even, 2-2. Bride spent a good chunk of last year in the major leagues with Oakland, appearing in 58 big league games. 2-2's down low, ball 3. Full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. And the payoff is hit in the air towards right, and back on it is Marlowe, but he won't get it. It's going to short hop the fence. On his way to second is Bride, and he stops there with a one-out double. Jonah Bride has the first Las Vegas hit since the fourth inning. An opposite field double. His 14th double of the season. He's third in the league in 2 base hits. Now Cody Thomas will be the batter. League leader in doubles is well out ahead of the pack. It's Devin Mann with Oklahoma City. So here's a swing and a line drive, base hit to center. And coming around third is Bride. He's headed home. The throw from DeLoach is cut off, and Bride scores on the RBI single by Cody Thomas. And it's a 5-4 ball game. So Vegas has made it a one-run game with one out here at the top of the seventh. And Cody Thomas raises his league-leading RBI total to 49. Now Tyler Soderstrom is the batter. 0 for 2 with a walk so far. And O'Keefe's going to go talk to Kaminsky for a moment. Yeah, Devin Mann of Oklahoma City has 19 doubles. And then Matt Batten of El Paso has 14, and Bride now has 14, so Bride and Batten tied for second. The Rainiers team leader in 2 base hits is Jake Shiner with 11. Just to show how far out ahead of the league Mann is in doubles. Conference breaks up. Runner at first, the tying runner at first with one out for Las Vegas, and Soderstrom at the plate, and he takes a strike. 0-1 the count. Soderstrom's on that doubles leaderboard. He has 13 this year. So 0 for 2 today with a walk. Next pitch from Kaminsky, low. 1 ball, 1 strike. Next pitch is swung on and fouled away. 1 ball, 2 strikes to Soderstrom. And the pitch. Nope. Kaminsky steps up. On deck is Zach Geloff. Here's the pitch, and it's low. Two balls, two strikes. Two pitch, called strike three. Got him with a fastball, and down goes Soderstrom for the second out here at the top of the seventh inning. And now Kaminsky will work on Geloff, or maybe not. John Russell's on his way to the mound. The Red Ears skipper is going to bring in a right-hander to face Geloff. So that does it for the lefty Kaminsky. And we've got a pitching change here with two outs in the top of the seventh inning. We'll take a break with the score. Tacoma 5, Las Vegas 4.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're at the top of the seventh inning here at Cheney Stadium. Tacoma 5, Las Vegas 4. Aviators have a runner at first with two outs. Zach Geloff at the plate. Rainiers have brought in right-hander Taylor Williams. And his first pitch to Geloff is a slider for a called strike. It's 0-1. This is Williams' 16th appearance. 1-0 with a 9.37 ERA, but has not been scored upon in his last five appearances. And he makes a move to first, and back in safely is Thomas. Williams, the right-hander from Camas. And with the 0-1 pitch to Geloff. And it's a slider low. Williams has major league time with the Brewers, Mariners, Padres, and Marlins. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off. 1-2 the count. Williams is ready now. Here comes the 1-2 pitch on its way to Zach Geloff. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a fastball up, 92 on the gun, and Geloff has struck out, ending the top of the seventh inning. Nice job for Taylor Williams to close out the inning. But Vegas draws closer. They scored a run on two hits. There were no errors and one left. We go to the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium with the score, Tacoma 5, Las Vegas 4.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Get
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online. So you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
One run ball game here at Cheney Stadium in the opener of this 12-game homestand. The Rainiers have a 5-4 lead. Just had the seventh inning stretch here as fans enjoying this Tuesday day game. We're back to night games tomorrow, 6:05 first pitch tomorrow night for game two of this series. Darren McCacken starts for the Rainiers tomorrow against a rehabbing Oakland A's pitcher Paul Blackburn. Well, here's the first pitch at the bottom of the seventh inning to Mike Ford, and it's taken outside for a ball. And the Aviators have a new pitcher in there, left-hander Garrett Williams. And now it's 1-0 to Ford. It's swung on, and that's hit in the air towards center field. It sends Schumann back, but plenty of room out there, and he makes the catch, and one man is out in the bottom of the seventh inning for Jake Shiner. The previous pitcher for Vegas, Billy Sullivan, worked one scoreless inning without allowing a hit. He walked one and struck out two. So Shiner now the batter. 1-for-3 with an RBI single in the fifth that tied the game. Pitch from Williams is taken for a strike. Williams is in. His pitch is down low for a ball. 1-1. He's in his 14th game for the Aviators this year. No record of 4.50 ERA with two saves. 1-1 pitch. Check swing, and he went, said the plate umpire, without an appeal. And Shiner's behind at the count, 1-2. He was not a big fan of that ruling. So 1-2 the count. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off. Now the 1-2, called strike three, and that does it for Shiner. Two men are gone. That'll bring Zach DeLoach to the plate. He had the go-ahead two-run triple in the fifth inning. 1-for-2 in this game. There's the pitch, and it's low and outside for a ball. Tacoma has been playing Las Vegas annually since 1983. So here's a check swing, and that's a strike. 1-1. The Las Vegas franchise, and it's 40th season this year since there was no baseball in 2020. So now the 1-1 is outside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. No minor league baseball in 2020. And Now the pitch is inside for a ball. Next pitch in for a strike. 3-2. Thanks to the Las Vegas game notes, we can tell you that this is the 589th regular season game between Tacoma and Las Vegas. And the Rainiers have won 296 of them. File that away. There's a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Deloach, and the inning is over. Rainiers go in order at the bottom of the seventh inning. Three up, three down with a couple of strikeouts. We're moving to the eighth inning of a one-run game. It's Tacoma 5, Las Vegas 4.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
On we go to the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Las Vegas 4. And the Rainiers bring in Riley O'Brien. He's in relief of Taylor Williams, who faced just one hitter and struck him out. Rainiers pitchers have struck out 11 now today with 2 innings to go. O'Brien in from the pen, his 15th appearance of the year. He's 1-2 with a 1.04 ERA, has a couple saves. And his first pitch to Connor Capel is fouled off. There's strike one. Capel 1-for-3 with a single. Next pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-2 the count. Most strikeouts in a game for the Red Ears this year as the 0-2 is in there for a called strike three, and down goes Capel, and that's number 12 in this game for Tacoma pitchers. They have a chance for the season high. The season high is 15, and that came on April 22nd against El Paso here at Cheney Stadium, and that was a 9-inning game. McCacken struck out 10 in 6 innings that day, and then O'Brien came in, and he struck out 4 in 2 innings, and Matt Festa got the 15th in the 9th. O'Brien just missed ball 1 to Dermis Garcia. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss, and that evens things up 1-1. Garcia has struck out at all 3 of his at-bats today against 2 different pitchers. 1-1 is a slider outside. 2-1. Delivery. Swung on and grounded back to the hill. O'Brien knocks it down, picks it up, and throws to first for the out. And two-batter gone in the top of the eighth inning. So O'Brien Gets a couple of quick outs here at the top of the eighth, protecting a one-run lead. And now Max Schumann will be the hitter. Schumann's one for three with a single. And there's a breaking ball outside. Now the 1-0 is low and outside for a ball to Adele. Two-oh pitch coming, and it's in there for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Now breaking ball outside. Three and one to Schumann with Kevin Smith on deck here. Two outs, top of the eighth. Rainiers holding a one-run lead. And the pitch is fouled off. So a full count now. O'Brien, the Seattle native, joined the Mariners organization early last season. Three balls, two strikes, the count to Schumann. And now time called. Three and two the count. And the pitch. Swung on and fouled back, and it is still three balls, two strikes. Do it again. The next payoff pitch is a called strike three right at the bottom of the zone. And down goes Schumann, and Riley O'Brien works a three up, three down, top of the eighth inning with a couple of strikeouts along the way. And we go to the bottom of the eighth. Tacoma 5, Las Vegas 4.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable, especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await. At Exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Moving on to the bottom of the eighth inning. Right here is looking to add an insurance run or two if possible. They've got Cooper Hummel leading off, leading Las Vegas 5-4. It'll be Hummel followed by Jack Larson and Cesar Hernandez against left-hander Garrett Williams, who pitched a three-up, three-down seventh inning with a couple of strikeouts. 28-year-old lefty with his pitch, and it is ball one to Hummel. A little high. Hummel is one for three in this game with a single up the middle in the fourth inning. And now the pitch cracks the mitt of Soderstrom for a called strike, and that evens up the count 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch is in there for a strike. At some point today, the wind changed directions. It was blowing out when we started this game, and it's been blowing in here at the end. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. A slider from Williams, and Hummel goes down swinging, and one man is out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Third strikeout for Garrett Williams. And now Jack Larson is the hitter. Larson's done nothing but walk today. Three plate appearances, three walks. And he takes the first pitch for a called strike on the outside edge, just barely hitting the outside edge of the zone. 0-1 coming now, and there's a breaking ball inside. 1-1. Looking ahead to the ninth. Vegas has the top of its lineup scheduled to hit. So now the pitch is up and in for a ball. Kevin Smith, Trenton Brooks, and Jonah Bride due up with Thomas hitting fourth for the Aviators. 2-1 to Larson. Pulled to the right side and threw it to right field. There's a base hit on the ground, a single, as the right fielder Thomas gets it back in, and Jack Larson has the Red Ears' first hit since the fifth inning. That was their first hit since Deloach hit the go-ahead two-run triple in the fifth. So Larson is on, and now Cesar Hernandez is at the plate, and it's his birthday, and he doesn't have a birthday hit yet. It's time for his birthday hit. He's 0 for 3. He's got to get the birthday hit right here. Williams set, and the pitch is swung on, grounded just foul down the third baseline. I thought that was going to be it. Nope, just a strike. 0-1 the count to Hernandez. Red Ears are warming up Matt Festa in the bullpen. He's been the team's closer. In fact, he leads the league in saves, and looks like he's going to get the ninth. Runner at first, one out. 0-1 pitch to Hernandez. Swing and a miss and a change. Count goes to 0-2. Snap throw to first now, and back in with a lunge is Larson. O-2 to Hernandez, swing and a miss, strike three. And that is the second out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Well, two down, and now Mason McCoy will be the hitter. He's 0 for 3 with a walk and a run scored. Now toss to first. Larson back in, standing up. Larson got his first Triple-A stolen base earlier in this game. He'd like to put himself in scoring position if possible. He takes his lead, and the pitch to McCoy is a breaking ball that catches the zone for a called strike. Oh, one pitch coming, and that's outside. 1-1. One pitch coming, and it is called a strike. A slider from Williams. And McCoy's behind to the count. One ball, two strikes. Now here's one outside, and the count's even, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards center. Back on the ball is Schumann, but he gets there and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Right ears do not add on in the bottom of the eighth inning. No runs on a hit and one runner left. And we go to the ninth. We'll see if a one-run lead will stand up. Our score is Tacoma 5, Las Vegas 4.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
On to the ninth, the Tacoma Red Ears holding this one-run lead over the Las Vegas Aviators. It's Tacoma 5, Las Vegas 4. Red Ears have won two straight games coming into this one. In each of those two victories, Matt Festa got the save for Tacoma, and he has been summoned once again here today. He'll face the top of the order. Kevin Smith, Trenton Brooks, and Jonah Bride. He's in relief of Riley O'Brien, who pitched a three-up, three-down eighth inning with two strikeouts. So Festa comes in. This is his 16th appearance. No record, a 0.50 ERA, and he leads the Pacific Coast League with eight saves in eight opportunities. In 18 innings, he's allowed only six hits, has struck out 14, has walked seven. Well, Smith is a right-hand hitter. He's 0 for 4 in this game with three strikeouts. He's got some pop, though, and the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Smith entered play today with homers in three of his last four Pacific Coast League games. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. There's strike two. Nice slider there from Matt Festa. So no balls, two strikes to Kevin Smith. Festa's ready. And the pitch is outside for a ball, a slider away, and Smith did not chase it. One ball, two strikes. Left hand hitting Trenton Brooks is on deck. Now the 1-2 outside, two balls, two strikes. 94 mile per hour heater from Festa there. Here comes the 2-2 to Smith, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down he goes, got him with a fastball up, 94 on the gun, and one man is out. So Festa strikes out the first batter using the elevated heater. And now Trenton Brooks comes to the plate, where he's reached three times today. He has two singles and a walk, is 2-for-3. And a left-handed hitter. Brooks stands in. Festa is set, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. First pitch slider. There's strike one. Outfield play straight away. Infield shaded around towards the right. 0-1 pitch, swing and a foul into the seats behind the plate. Strike two, so Festa's ahead of the count again. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and it is inside. One ball, two strikes. So a ball and two strikes to Brooks. And the pitch from Festa swung on and bounced foul, first base side. Jonah Bride is on deck. Cody Thomas would hit after him. The Rainiers would prefer to not see him until tomorrow. One ball, two strikes to Brooks. Festa ready. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air behind third. Back goes Shiner and McCoy, and Shiner makes a running catch. McCoy was also angling towards the ball, had to hit the deck. It was a near collision, but they avoided one another, and the out is recorded. And two men are gone in the top of the ninth inning. This was a flare over the infielders. Shiner and McCoy giving chase in shallow left. Shiner had it all the way, but McCoy was coming across to make the play as well, and he ended up going low and turning a somersault, and Shiner caught the ball. Rainiers are an out away from victory. The pitch to Jonah Bride is in there for a called strike. Bride doubled and scored in the seventh when Vegas made it a one-run game. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Festa, and it's a slider for a strike, 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two outs in the ninth. Rainiers trying to win the opening game of this homestand and take a lead in this series against Las Vegas. Festa is set. The 0-2 pitch to Bride is a swing and a foul out of play. Bride stays alive. Fan makes the play. Bride, 1-for-3, had that double in the seventh, also drew a walk early on. Festa's 0-2 pitch again is a slider low and away. One ball, two strikes. Two down in the ninth. Red Ears lead 5-4. Festa's ready. And the 1-2 is a swing and a drive towards left center field. This is deep. Larson and Deloach racing after it, and it's caught by Larson along the warning track, shy of the fence in deep left center field. After a long run, that is the final out of this ball game. The Tacoma Rainiers are winners today. 5-4, the final score over the Las Vegas Aviators, and Tacoma improves to 22-24 on the season, winning the opener of this 12-game homestand and the opener of the six-game series against Las Vegas. Nice one-run victory as Matt Festa gets his league-leading ninth save of the season. We'll recap today's game in the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Rainiers win. They beat Las Vegas 5-4, the final score today, and the Rainiers win the opener of this long homestand, 12-game homestand. The Rainiers have played really well here at Cheney Stadium this year, now 12-8 in home games this season after this victory. And it was another close game that featured some tremendous relief pitching for the Rainiers. That's been a theme the last couple of wins for Tacoma, the three in a row that they have now recorded. The bullpen has been outstanding in all three of these victories that have started up this win streak for the Red Ears. Tacoma started Marcus Walden today in his Mariners organization debut, just signed from an independent league, and he allowed a run in the first inning when he gave up an infield single, and then with two outs, issued back-to-back-to-back walks. The third one in a row, forcing in a run to Zach Geloff, and made it one zip. But the Red Ears promptly took the lead in the bottom of the first. Mason McCoy led off with a walk, stole second base, scored on a one-out double by Brian O'Keefe that made it 1-1. And then Mike Ford roped a double to right center, scoring O'Keefe from second base. And the Red Ears had a 2-1 lead at the time. That gave Ford sole possession of the league lead in runs batted in, which he no longer has because his competitor at the top of the league in the RBI column is with Las Vegas. It's Cody Thomas, and he batted with the bases loaded and two outs in the second inning after a single and a couple of walks, and hit a two-run single to center, giving Vegas the 3-2 lead, and Thomas passed Mike Ford in the RBI lead in this league. It stayed 3-2 for a while, and we went to the fifth inning. Walden ended up going 3 1/3 in his Red Ears debut. The Red Ears brought in Eric Stout, who retired all five batters he faced in an inning and 2/3 scoreless, and Stout ended up getting the win today because we went to the bottom of the fifth after he had pitched the top of the fifth, and that's when the Red Ears rallied to take the lead for good. Cade Marlowe led off with a double against Colton Eastman, and then Brian O'Keefe walked. Mike Ford grounded out, but the runners moved up to second and third. Vegas, with a one-run lead, brought its infield in. Shiner at the plate, and he got jammed, cracked his bat, and still muscled the ball over the drawn-in shortstop for an RBI single that tied the game up 3-3. And then Vegas went to the pen, brought in the lefty Francisco Perez to face the left-hand hitter Zach Deloach, and Deloach hit a sinking liner to right that sunk. At first it looked like it was kind of hanging up, so Cody Thomas, the right fielder, came charging in. And then it dived. It took a sharp dive, this line drive did, hit the ground and skipped right past Cody Thomas, who had made a diving attempt, and it went through toward the fence, and it ended up being a two-run triple for Zach Deloach, his first Triple-A triple, and it brought in the go-ahead runs. The Red Ears were ahead 5-3 in the fifth inning. Huge hit from Deloach, who was very hot in the Albuquerque series, and good to see him get a clutch hit in the opening game of this homestand, keeping it going. That gave him a 10-game hitting streak that Triple did in the fifth inning. Well, it remained 5-3 because Tacoma got a scoreless sixth inning from Nolan Blackwood. Vegas scored a run in the seventh against Rob Kaminsky when Jonah Bride hit a one-out double and scored on Cody Thomas's single to center. Thomas drove in three runs today, leads the league with 49 runs batted in. But Kaminsky struck out Soderstrom for out number two, and the Red Ears brought in Taylor Williams, and he struck out Zach Geloff to end the seventh. And then a real trend has emerged for manager John Russell when he has a lead, and that's Riley O'Brien pitches the eighth and Matt Festa works the ninth, and that's what happened today. Riley O'Brien three up, three down with two strikeouts in the eighth inning, and Matt Festa a scoreless ninth, setting down the side in order. Although the final hitter, Jonah Bride, did make solid contact and drove a ball to deep left center field. And Jack Larson, the Red Ears left fielder, made a fine running catch at the warning track for the final out of the game. And the Red Ears were winners. Once again, the final score today, Tacoma 5, Las Vegas 4. Here are the final totals in today's game. For Tacoma, 5 runs on 7 hits, no errors, left 8 on base. Las Vegas scores 4 runs on 7 hits, no errors, leaves 8 on base. Winning pitcher is Eric Stout. He's 1-0. The save to Festa, his ninth. And Colton Eastman takes the loss. He's 0-5. Time of the ballgame was 2 hours, 48 minutes. The attendance, 4,460. With the win, the Red Ears are now 22-24 on the year, and the Aviators fall to 21-25. Game 2 of this 6-game series and 12-game homestand is tomorrow at 6:05 p.m. Darren McCacken gets the ball for the Red Ears. Hopefully he won't get rained out this time. He won't. Weather's supposed to be good. And he'll be opposed by Paul Blackburn of Las Vegas, who's actually an Oakland A's Major League starting pitcher who was on an injury rehab assignment. He is making the start for the Aviators tomorrow. That'll be at 6:05. Red Ears win this one 5-4. Stay tuned for more on the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show right after this.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at SoundCU.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Red Ears win. They beat Vegas 5-4. It's that point of the broadcast now where we normally do the Major League Baseball scoreboard, but no day games today in the big leagues. Instead, there is an entire slate of night games, including the Mariners, who are hosting the Oakland A's tonight at 6:40. You could, if you attended today's Red Ears game, you had the chance for a doubleheader in facing the Red Ears are playing the A's AAA team, and you could watch the two Major League teams up north also. In fact, I'm sure there's somebody who is doing that today as part of their plan. It's a pretty good one. Marco Gonzalez starts for the M's tonight against Luis Medina for Oakland. Other games of note, well, at least in the AL West anyway, the Angels, who are still over 500, are hosting the Red Sox this evening. Also in the AL West, you've got the Rangers are in Pittsburgh. So Texas, who's in first place at 29-18, they're facing a Pirates team that has been surprisingly good this year. And Pittsburgh's three games over 500. Pittsburgh's also coming to Seattle this weekend for an interleague series at T-Mobile Park. And then the Astros, who have been playing better of late, and are now also 9 games over 500. They are at Milwaukee this evening, and that game starts at 4:40 our time. And then there's a whole slew of other games as well in the big leagues today. So, yeah, full slate on the Major League calendar. Here in Tacoma, the Red Ears beat the Aviators 5-4. We'll check out the Pacific Coast League as the Red Ears post-game show continues after this.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Rainiers win. They beat Las Vegas 5-4. The bullpen shining once again. The Tacoma relief crew today went 5 2/3 innings. It was six pitchers who went 5 2/3 innings and allowed just one run on two hits. And that led the Red Ears to victory. Zach DeLoach has been red hot at the plate. Had a go-ahead two-run triple in the fifth inning, extending his hitting streak to 10 consecutive games. Back-to-back doubles from O'Keefe and Ford in the first inning. That was part of a two-run rally. And, you know, it wasn't pretty. It sawed his bat in half and was just a little floater over shortstop, but Jake Shiner with a big hit to tie the game in the fifth inning. And the Red Ears end up getting the victory today, 5-4, the final over the Aviators. Elsewhere, the Pacific Coast League, everything else is at night. First place, Oklahoma City, is at Sacramento. Oklahoma City is 33-12. They've won 10 games in walk-offs in their home ballpark, but they won't be able to do that on the road at Sacramento. Also tonight, Salt Lake is at Sugarland, taking on the Space Cowboys. Reno in second place in the league. They are at El Paso to start a six-game series, and Round Rock is on the road in Albuquerque as the Isotopes continue their homestand. Well, the Red Ears will continue their homestand tomorrow night, 6:05 p.m., Tacoma hosting Vegas in Game 2. Darren McCacken draws the start for the Red Ears. He got rained out on Sunday in Albuquerque when he drew the start. He did all of his pregame work, goes out there. The Red Ears didn't score in the top of the first. McCacken runs out there with the guys and starts throwing his warm-up pitches for the bottom of the first inning. And a pop-up thunderstorm hit Isotopes Park, started raining hard. They brought the tarp out. We had a 90-minute rain delay. And after that, they didn't bring back McCacken because he'd already done all of his, you know, pregame stuff. He'd gotten hot, as they say, and then had to sit for 90 minutes. So they didn't send him back out there because that's not generally thought to be healthy for pitchers' arms. So he didn't actually throw any pitches in the game, although he got credited for a start because he was on the lineup card and the game began. But he will pitch tomorrow, and the weather forecast is fine. He's going to get to start tomorrow. Rained out on Sunday. He'll be in there tomorrow for the Red Ears. And McCacken facing Paul Blackburn for Vegas, a rehabbing Oakland A's pitcher who is making the start for the Aviators. That's tomorrow night at 6:05. We'll start our pregame show up at 5:55 right here on this stream. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score today, Rainiers win. Tacoma 5, Las Vegas 4. Have a great rest of your day.